Flemington, we spoke briefly about some nice, exciting horses. Arguably, the most exciting horse heading to Flemington tomorrow is a horse called Ashlaw. Dan McCarthy is one of the young up-and-coming trainers here in Victoria. He joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Dan. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm really well. Thanks, Michael. Good morning.
David Gately's in the studio as well. I must admit, when I saw Ashlaw in, I was a little surprised. I thought he might have done his job last start in Adelaide and he might have been having a break.
Yeah, he had a he arrived home in fantastic order. He's a really tough horse. He had a couple of weeks in the paddock and he just did so well. Had just the opportunity to bring him back and have another go at some 3-year-old races. The temptation was just a little bit too much.
So you mentioned tough, Danny. Well and truly got that covered off. I think often as a trainer and even from a form perspective, we'd probably prefer, you know, a team full of those sort of horses that are super tough and genuine, perhaps over the more talented that are perhaps a little bit fragile. What is it about him that, you know, that trait, where did it come from? Has he established it or has he had it from day one?
He's had it from day one. Just a, he's a really tough horse as a baby. He was really tough to handle and he made things pretty hard. And he's just continued it on all the way through. His behaviour's got a little bit better, but he puts all that grit into his races now and his work. He just cops it all and he just wants more.
The pure mathematical people will tell you, look, he's gone up in the weights and that's brings him undone. But it's all, you know, every horse is different. He seems to carry weight exceptionally well.
Oh, absolutely. I think the form through Katsuro and Liberty Song, they were just behind him at Sandown when he carried 62, and they've certainly carried that form on, haven't they? Their form's been brilliant since, and you know, I think he beat them on their merit that day. He was three wide the trip and still hit the line, sort of floating. He hasn't really hit the line with enormous vigour yet because he just does what he has to do. But yeah, he's a very honest horse who's just making his way through the grades, but almost made a really big step in a Group 2 race because with a little bit more luck, he could be a Group 2 winner right now.
Well, that's an interesting point you raise, and I think I may even mention it in Best Bets. At 9 starts, and you can argue strongly with even luck, he's won 8 of them. And the other one was a good run as well. So I guess the query, maybe for some on Saturday, I've certainly got him on top, is the 1,100 metres. Just coming back to that trip, can you see any reservations why some might think that is a reservation?
I think over the years people have always thought that 1,000 metres down the straight's more like a 6 furlong at other places and things like that. So, you know, maybe the 1,100's more like a 12 or 13 anyway. I don't see any reservations with him at 1,100. He's very, very, very capable at 1,000 metres, and he's also very capable at 1,200. So just the one in the middle shouldn't be an issue for him. No, the distance is probably the least of my worries, to be honest.
What will you do down the straight, Dan? Because I know in the past you've said that you'd like to try and hold him up and not use his abundant speed. But down the straight, they can tend to sit up from out in 10. What's the tactics going to be tomorrow?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I have. You're exactly right. I have wanted him to get back a little bit more in his races. I think he's going to string out and be a really, really nice miler as he gets older. So I don't want him to just to get into the bad habits of jumping straight onto the speed every time. So, you know, I love him covered up. He hasn't had the opportunity to do it too often, but if there's any opportunity to cover him up, no matter what the speed is, I'd like him to be covered up and just get the last crack at him. He hits the line unbelievably well if he is held up a little bit. So he just tends to float a bit when he hits the front. So while he's chasing, he's probably at his most effective, and I'd love to see him get a nice trail up, sort of fifth or sixth, and with a little bit of cover, and just be able to hit the line late.
With him coming back into work now, are you still heading towards any targets during the spring?
Maybe late spring, just Flemington, probably maybe just one run at Flemington. He'll have another run or two in July, late July, in 3-year-old races. Win, lose, or draw on Saturday. So just have another couple of cracks at St Vibus. He's still a learning proposition at the moment. He's still, every time he goes to the races, he gets something more out of it. And, you know, he's lightly raced. His runs have always been spaced apart from those two in Adelaide. And he'll have a nice space to the next one, and then he'll have a break and come back for Flemington.
Have you been...
later in the year, and then maybe have a look at Perth after that.
Okay. Have you been a bit concerned as the trainer that there's been a fair bit of interest, that maybe someone will come in with a big checkbook and you might have to say goodbye?
they've already tried that one. We've had some enormous offers for the horse.
Can you give us a figure?
Biggest offer so far is 1.1.
Wow. And the owner said no?
Yeah, well, he could be once in a lifetime horse, this one. You know, they're in a position where they're enjoying the ride, and you know, maybe it's just the start of the ride. We don't know, but that's why racing's such a great game, and to have a horse like this is really exciting.
Well, mate, we wish you the best tomorrow. I think he's a very, very promising horse, and it'd be great to see him back in action at Flemington. Good luck tomorrow, Dan.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.